For the first time in nearly 100 years, Florida is dealing with back-to-back tropical storm systems. Tropical Storm Bonnie hit the panhandle this morning, but the real threat is Hurricane Charley, which is heading toward the state's Gulf Coast. Craig Fugate is director of the State Division of Emergency Management. Today he was warning people to take the hurricane seriously.
If Charley comes up and hits the peninsula as a strong hurricane, moving at its current speed, it will cross the state as a hurricane. If you want numbers, we're talking millions of people are going to be impacted on this storm if it hits the peninsula.
NPR's Debbie Elliott joins us from Apalachicola, Florida. And Debbie, we're going to talk about the real troublemaker, Charley, in just a moment. But first, tell us about up where you are in the panhandle, what conditions are since Bonnie came ashore this morning.
Well, you really wouldn't know it. It's actually rather pretty here now. The sun is shining. There's a few patches where there's water covering the roads. I'm actually just across the sound from Apalachicola.
Debbie, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
Sorry about that. I'm on St. George's Island, and there's surfers out enjoying a moderate surf. The sun is shining. Bonnie just didn't pack the punch that forecasters thought it might last night. They had expected it to become a hurricane. It didn't. It weakened and moved quickly through the state, not causing the flooding that was expected. So clearly the big concern here is now Hurricane Charley.
So Bonnie's a bust. What is going on with Charley? It's still offshore. What are the fears, and how bad is it supposed to be?
Well, the governor has declared a state of emergency here in preparation for this storm, and already nearly a million people have been asked to evacuate from coastal areas, stretching all the way from the Florida Keys up to the Tampa Bay area. Forecasters are predicting this storm could become very strong, possibly Category 3 by the time it hits Florida tomorrow. This is already the biggest evacuation since the one in Florida in 1999 in advance of Hurricane. If you'll recall, that evacuation ended up clogging the few highways out of the state. That's why officials here are asking people to start leaving now, because a storm of this magnitude could be deadly if people are stuck on the interstate as a major hurricane hits. As we heard Emergency Management Director Fugate say, a major storm like Charley hitting the peninsula could really affect a lot of people.
And I'm sure, Debbie, you're breaking up just a little bit there, but I'm sure the fear is not just the winds, but also the rains and flooding that could result from that.
Right. This area is already pretty wet from some storms, so a storm this dumping a lot of rain could cause flooding issues. You've also got the storm surge, where water piling up could really...
Debbie, you're still breaking up. Maybe you can move just a little bit, and let me ask you one more thing. I'm sure that in everybody's mind in Florida must be the memory of Hurricane Floyd that you mentioned back in 1999, which was so devastating.
Right. People are serious about hurricanes here. They're ready to get out of the way of this storm. The tropical force winds from Charley could extend as far as 100 miles out from the storm. So you're really just talking a huge area for this storm.
Debbie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in Apalachicola, Florida.